What the fuck is up, guys? It is your boy Jay, and we're back again with another quick shots episode. Man, I wanted to give some content out to you guys. Sorry I've been gone. A lot of love on the Escape the Fate episode. I never really got the chance to tell you guys, but man, my numbers did really well on that. That's my highest rated episode right now. And I knew I had a lot of post-hardcore fans in here, man, because I know metalcore is like the big brother of post-hardcore, man. They're right in the same family, and I see that you guys really like post-hardcore. And I also have a lot of people in here that like classic metal as well, because that Four Horsemen episode did really well as well. And I honestly believe it had a lot to do with the classic metal. But of course, this is Metalcore Mania, man. I can't be covering classic metal all the time, but I'm definitely going to do some more classic metal stuff, because I definitely liked the response on that episode. And like I said, I do believe it pertained a lot to the classic metal stuff. But yeah, it's your boy Jay, man. Dr. Jay, soon in the making, baby. And of course, that's my Instagram. I'll also leave my Snapchat in the description as well if you guys want to contact me. And let me know your feedback on this episode. This was a very fun episode to do. It's very fucking late at night, about 4 a.m. And I had to get some out to you guys, man. I felt the need, the calling. I know I skipped the annual award show, of course. I am going to get – I got a couple of more album reviews I have to do that I missed out on that I need to get out. And because, of course, I can't do an award show if I didn't listen to all the content of that year. So I had a couple of albums to listen to. I think I have to listen to – I forget which one specifically, but I know I got a couple that I need to listen to. And once I hear those and I hear some singles as well from 2021, I'll definitely push that out to you guys. You guys deserve that. You guys need that. And I fucking need it. It's fucking therapeutic measures in my life. So – I definitely got to get that episode out and fucking have at it, baby. So the way we're going to conduct this episode is I'm going to name the first 75 greatest songs of all time. I know it would have been a lot more fun for me to number the episodes, but this episode would have been a lot longer and it could not have been a quick shots episode. Also, I won't go into a whole lot of detail about every single song. For people that are just getting into the scene, if you found my podcast and you listen to it, I will name the artist as well, because I know you guys, like I just said, some people are new and they probably wouldn't know the artist. So, but I'm sure a lot of you guys would just know it, regardless. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, guys, we're going to get fucking on with it. And like I said, I'm going to name the 75 greatest songs of all time first. And then I'm going to get just a little bit of detail in the 25 greatest songs of all time, because I think they really stand hold to us and they're like statues for us. And those songs really mean a lot. So I'll just go into a very small detail about them, but I'm pretty sure we all know what those type of songs mean to us. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys still fucking listen to those songs. So. We're going to get into it. So I will also have some prog metal in here as well. Crabcore as well. Things that are basically in the same, direct family, that are basically, brothers on the same level as metalcore, which I would consider prog metal the same. Crabcore, they're just different variations, but they're usually the same intensity, if you will. So that's why I incorporated those, because I judge music, I judge genres based on intensity, not necessarily what's happening. It's just based on intensity, Like, for example, the Browning has a lot of electronic stuff going on, but they're harder than some death metal bands, So I don't get too caught up in, genres as much, but I'm not going to include post-hardcore, death metal, and things like that, because I didn't want to make it too broad, because then it would be a very, very difficult list to come up with, which I'm sure you guys can understand, because then I have to include Escape the Fate, fucking Pierce the Veil on the lighter side, bands like that. And then on the heavier side, I got to include bands like Fit for an Autopsy, fucking Kelsey Grand and Oceano and all that shit. So it would just be so much to fucking, it would be so difficult to make this list. So to make it a little bit easier, guys, because life's about making it easier, right? So again, I'm just going to name the 75 greatest songs in descending order. Then I'll get more in detail about the 25 greatest songs of all time. And I will actually label those with numbers because, again, those deserve it. Not that all the other songs don't, but I mean, come on, for crying out loud, they're the 25 greatest songs of all time. And I'm a little pressed for time. It's 4 a.m. But anyways, guys, we're going to jump right into this shit, this metalcore palooza, baby. So this is how we're going to do it. So the 75 greatest songs of all time besides the top 25 are Creatures by Motionless and White, Count Chocolates by Motionless and White, Scissorhands by Motionless and White, The Reality by Memphis May Fire, Dead by The March Ahead, Abigail by Motionless and White, Stygian Blue by Monuments, Blood and Water by Memphis May Fire, Dark Passenger by Motionless and White, The Redeemed by Memphis May Fire, Death March by Motionless and White, Creatures X by Motionless and White, Garden of Sankara by Monuments, beautiful song, Headache by Motionless and White, Aggressive as Fuck, lovely, Undead Ahead 2 by Motionless and White, Legacy, very chill, one of their, Legacy has to be their most chill, greatest song of all time, Motionless and White, Cyber Hex by Motionless and White, their new shit, which is phenomenal, I'll go over in more detail on another episode, Arithmophobia by Animals as Leaders, A New Man by Spell, Spellbound, A New Man by Dayshell, Not Coming In by Dayshell, Ashamed by The Browning, I the Planet by Norma Jean, A Clock Without a Craftsman by Lee McKinney, Darren Sanity by Asking Alexandria, Sudden Sky by Crown of the Empire, Ultra Terrestrial by I Am Abomination, Fury by Wage War, Backstabber by Jamie's Elsewhere, The Abandoned by Memphis May Fire, Confine the Kelly Carnage Mix by As I Lay Dying, Shaped by Fire by As I Lay Dying, Redefined by As I Lay Dying, Follow Your Ghosts by Periphery, Dark Bloom by We Came as Romans, Bilo 2 by David Maximichich, Sugar Honey Iced Tea by Bring Me the Horizon, Never Lose My Way by Down and Dirty, Heaven Sent by Down and Dirty, Reckless and Relentless by Asking Alexandria, Turbo Swag, baby, by Attack Attack, Reckless and Relentless, The Document Mix by Asking Alexandria, Endless Sky by Icy Stars, The Dead Days by Get Scared, Lighthouse by Betraying the Martyrs, Fothcra by The Hungry Lights, Sequence by Crown the Empire, Follow Your Leader by Icy Stars, 10,000 Feet by Icy Stars, New Demons by Icy Stars, Murder Mitten by Icy Stars, We're Not in Kansas Anymore by Icy Stars. I think you guys get the point at this point. Who Am I by Icy Stars, Blasphemy by Bring Me the Horizon, Johnny's Rebellion by Crown of the Empire, The Phoenix Reborn by the Crown of the Empire, Maniacal Me by Crown of the Empire, Monster by Crown of the Empire, Indonesia by August Burns Red, Whitewashed by August Burns Red, Morte et Dabo by Asking Alexandria, The Truth of a Liar by August Burns Red, Composure by August Burns Red, Bones Exposed by Of Mice and Men, Public Service Announcement by Of Mice and Men, Ohio's on Fire by Of Mice and Men. Still White Aegean, baby, by Of Mice and Fucking Men. OG Loco, I'm Crazy by Of Mice and Men. Beyond Our Suffering by As I Lay Dying. To Move On Is to Grow by We Came as Romans. And Ever Growing Wonder by We Came as Romans. Roads That Don't End by We Came as Romans. Beautiful song, by the way. Gloom by The Devil Wears Prada. Maybe the greatest intro of all time. Born to Lose by The Devil Wears Prada. Dead Nest by Monuments. And the 75th song would be The Black by Asking Alexandria. So those are the 75 greatest songs of all time in my estimation. And they do call me a great analyst, so you can take my goddamn word for it, okay, if you're new to this shit. So the 25 greatest songs I will name number for number, and that's going to come up next. You don't want to fucking miss that, guys. Trust me. You want to know what the 25 greatest songs of all time is, and your boy Dr. J got you. Stay tuned, baby. What's up, guys? It's your boy Jay. We are back and we are live, baby. Well, we're not live, but it just had a really good ring to it, so I just had to say it. But anyways, yeah, so you guys just heard the 75 greatest songs of all time, not including the 25 greatest song, which will round out the 100 greatest songs in the metalcore scene of all time. I put a lot of work into what would be the 25 greatest songs of all time. I'm sure for a lot of you guys, you feel like I've already mentioned, you know, some of the top 25 greatest songs of all time. I'm sure for some of you, you think I've already mentioned the greatest song of all time. But trust me, you're not ready for the greatest songs of all time, because here they are. They're right in front of you. You're about to goddamn hear them. You understand me? So the 25th greatest song of all time is Never Enough by Wage War. I put this song on repeat. All of these 25 songs are very repeatable. Great fucking song. Constructed very well. And it's a lot different from all of Wage War songs. So one of their more catchier songs, but also it has intensity, which can sometimes be rare to kind of balance that out structurally. So shout out to Wage War, fucking great song. The 24th greatest song of all time goes to Closure by Asking Alexandria. Fucking, where do we start with that song? I mean, fucking brilliant. Makes a, when crabcore comes alive, it's nothing like it, man. I've always said for years, man, there's no other genre greater than crabcore. When it all comes together and it just perfectly meshes well and the screams are fluid and everything is just perfect. Closure is one of those songs that I would consider to be a perfect song. It's just a perfect song. They couldn't really have done much more to this song to make it any better, and which is why it's even more difficult to put it that far out to 24, but there's some other great songs ahead of it. But yeah, there you have it, Closure at number 24. At number 23, the greatest song of all time is Pure Evil by the most underrated band of all time, in my opinion, and that is The Browning, man. I'm probably going to dedicate an entire episode to this band because they're fucking brilliant. I've been listening to these guys, man, for a very, very long time, you know, ever since I was like in the fucking, I don't know, ninth grade. And, you know, this song is fucking awesome from the beginning to the end. Pure Evil feels evil. It just has this darkness around it that's like just fucking insane. And when you talk about outros, it definitely has one of the greatest outros of all time. And like I said, when you listen to this song, and no one's around you, and you're just alone and you listen to this song loud while it's loud, man, you can really actually feel darkness coming from this song. And that's what I think is very unique about that song. But it's fucking brilliant, man. Another great crapcore legendary song. At number 22, we have Follow Your Leader, the Scouts mix. There's something about this Scout mix for Follow Your Leader that took it to a whole nother level. Had it not been mixed the way it was with this Scout mix, it wouldn't have been as great of a song, in my opinion. It still was a great song, but man, the Scout mix took it to a whole nother level. A top 25 greatest song of all time level. And I mean, it's nothing quite like this song. You know, it was already heavily influenced by crabcore, aka electronic shit. But, you know, with the Scout mix, it took it to another level of the electronic shit. And it was just a well-balanced song. And fucking great. Listen, man, any day of the week, any time in the car, working out, that is a song you can always listen to. At number 21, we have Dying to Heal by the one and only Architects, baby. Build me a fucking house, baby. Architect me tonight, okay? So Architects, fucking phenomenal band. This was a great song, very repeatable song. I've had this song on repeat on few occasions. Very great song, man, and it's one of those songs, man, that kind of sticks out to you. It talks to you. And just lyrically, this song, man, it really did speak to me. And that's what really got me with this song. And obviously, sonically, it's fucking awesome. At number 20, we have fucking Undead Ahead. Not Undead Ahead 2, the original, motherfucker. We're talking about when the fucking headless horse is riding around and all that great ass shit, man. At number 20, Undead Ahead, a great story. I love how this chapter continued, and I like how this whole album is kind of themed with all these horror objectivities and fucking Edward Scissorhands vibes and all this fucking doom, gloomy, dark shit with Undead Ahead, man. It was just another one of those songs is just a perfect song, especially for the direction that Motionless in White goes in. And it's fucking awesome. There's nothing bad you can say about it. At number 19, we have The Sinner by Memphis Mayfire. I remember when I first heard this song, man, and The Victim by them as well. Those songs fucking stood out to me like a motherfucker. And yeah, man, it was awesome. At that time, I wasn't really listening to metalcore as much either. So when I first heard this song, and once I heard the chorus and just fucking how aggressive just from beginning to end it was fucking awesome to me. So there you have it, The Sinner at number 19. At number 18, we have a song that I thought would be closer to that number one spot, man. But, you know, it's hard out here, man. So that went to Juke by Monuments, a fucking brilliant prog metal song. Just wonderfully structured. The lyrics, tone, pace, guitars, drumming, everything is fucking just fucking brilliant, man. And UK will always be one of those songs I can listen to at any moment, anywhere, anytime, with anyone. It's just, it's a fucking brilliant song. So at number, that was number 18. So at number 17, we have Ultra Terrestrial by I Am Abomination. Ultra Terrestrial is a fucking phenomenal song by I Am Abomination, another one of the slept on bands. It is fucking brilliant. It's fucking dark, gloomy as well, and very catchy as well at certain points. And man, it's just a very dark song. If you're into some dark songs, man, if you're into that darkness, man, this is one of them. It will do that to you. It will give you all you need in that realm. So fucking great song, man. Great message. At number, that was 17. So at number 16, let's see what we have here. We have, let's scroll down here, Reckless and Relentless by Asking Alexandria. And that, and this is the Document mix, another mix song. And this was fucking great. Took the song to a whole nother level. Otherwise, the normal song was really good as well. Don't get me wrong. No problem with the normal song. Fucking great. But yeah, the Document mix took this song to a whole nother level, man. It was fucking brilliant how they mixed this and made this song very, very repeatable. It went from a song that was really good, an occasional good listen, to a song that you can put on repeat and it would definitely slap, you know, just like it was doing before, man. And yeah, you just find that to be awesome. So at number 15, we have Sticks and Bricks by A Day to Remember. Great song, unusual for them. This song was very, very metalcore. Definitely was not a post-hardcore song. Just because Jeremy can sing well does not mean this was post-hardcore. Great song, one of my favorite songs by them. And I feel like this was one of the songs that was also slept on. And it just happened to be one of my favorite because, you know, of course, I'm into a little bit more harder stuff. So, but yeah, man, and that was just, it's just a fucking great song from top to bottom. Brilliant, hardcore. The number 14th greatest song of all time is Another Bottle Down, Tomba Mix. So another fucking mix. This took the song to whole new heights. It was a phenomenal song. And Tomba really killed this one, man. Tomba really killed it. I'm actually surprised this song didn't do a little bit higher as well, man, because this was definitely one of those songs I had on repeat. I could put this song on repeat for quite a while. So, yeah, man, great fucking song. And moving on, we have another goddamn mix, which is Murder Mitten this time, and that's the .com mix. Fucking great, great song. Took it, pushed it to whole new heights. And it was a fucking slapper, okay? It was just a goddamn slapper. And yeah, man, that's just what it was. It was a great fucking song. Took it to a whole nother level. At number 12, we have You Be Tells, I'll Be Sonic, another A Day to Remember song that was fucking metalcore as fuck and a fucking goddamn slapper. It was fucking amazing. And yeah, man, they remember show that they could go to all new levels, that they don't have to, they're not in a box. They can get very hard. They can be as soft as snow. They can switch it up, man. Great versatility. At number 11, we have To Plant a Seed by We Came as Romans. Fucking great song. Fucking just, We Came as Romans always had, you know, when Kyle was alive and he was making these songs with them, they had a tendency to be able to make songs that were like dreamy, that like didn't, it was like almost as if they didn't feel real. They just were like songs that were like mystical in a sense. And they were just able to do that, man. I don't know how the fuck they were able to do that, man, but they just killed that shit and it was fucking brilliant. Yep. So that's at number 11. At number 10, we have, let's see, Sexual Man Chocolate by fucking Attack Attack, man. One of the greatest bands, one of the greatest would have been bands. And this song gave you all you fucking needed, man. Don't let the song title fool you. This is not a troll song, man. This is one of the all-time great songs. It's a top 10 song of all time. And It did not hold back punches. This was a fucking great song. And every which way, man, it was awesome. At number 9, we have Judas by I Am Abomination. Fucking great song. Very catchy, very dark. I love like the orchestra sound that kind of continues to play in the background a little bit. I'm a huge fucking fan of that shit. We have that orchestra type sound, man. That's just fucking awesome to me. And yeah, man. So that landed it there at number nine. At number eight, we actually have a tie number eight spot. And that is actually Living Dead by the Browning, one of the fucking all-time great songs that got me hooked, absolutely hooked on the Browning, because that song was fucking so fucking repeatable. So we have that, The Living Dead, and Fumbles O'Brien. They come in as a tie by Attack Attack. Another great song, was a very surprising song when you first hear Fumbles O'Brien. For those who haven't listened to that song before, it almost starts off like it's a rap song, but it goes into something completely that will knock you off your heels. And man, that song just proved that metalcore doesn't need boundaries. We don't, you know, there's no exact formula on how to do it. That was one of the earlier songs that proved that, because a lot of people weren't taking those type of, you know, they weren't exploiting metalcore like Attack Attack were. So at number seven, we have Spellbound by Dayshell. Fucking phenomenal song, man. It just sounds so epic and it riles you up, man. It just gives you energy, dog. Like, you just feel so hype when you listen to this song. I don't know why, man, but it really does that to me. And it's a fucking awesome song, man. So Spellbound by Dayshell at number seven. At number six, we have Blood Eagle by Periphery. That's right. Fucking dark, fucking explosive, fucking instrumentally brilliant song. Every which way you want it. A song that is just fucking great. And lyrically, don't even get me started. I mean, just what they're talking about, that war shit, man. Man, whenever you're able to incorporate like war inside of lyrics like that, you're already being brutal. It just paints those scenarios in your fucking mind, man. It's just fucking awesome. At number five, we have Bleed by Meshuggah, post-hardcore maniacs. And some people actually consider Meshuggah new metal. It just all depends on, you know, who you ask, but I consider them to be prog metal, but this song in particular is definitely prog metal. One of those songs that I definitely know every single lyric to. Just fucking awesome, man. The way this song starts off is definitely in the running for one of the all-time great intros and outros of all time, which is very rare to do. And I mean, beams of fire sweeping through my head, thrusts of pain increasingly engaged, sensory receptors succumb, I'm no one now, only agony. You know what I mean? Like, man, just such fucking dark lyrics, man. Just, I remember when I was younger, I actually used to be in my room a lot, and I remember I would listen to this song a lot. And one time my parents, my dad in particular, asked me if there was anything wrong with me, because I was in my room a lot. And I told him I was writing poems to express myself, and I actually put Bleed's lyrics as part of some poems that I had written. And I actually was basically forced to go see a therapist, which was planned but never actually happened. I don't know why, but so yeah, apparently I needed to get therapy after writing poems about Meshuggah's lyrics. So I always found that to be funny. It's one of those lifelong memories that I have. But I was just so into that song, man, and I just wrote it down. I just felt what they were saying, I guess. But man, Bleed is just a fucking phenomenal song to me. It just hits me different. At number four, we have Broken Statues, man, by We Came as Romans, man. A rightful place for this song, man. Again, very fucking dreamy. Just fucking, you eat this song up, man. It's just mystical, fucking malevolent, but also benevolent. It's just weird, man, you know, how they can just how they just were putting songs together like that. And man, I guess instrumentally, the one knock is that it's not the greatest instrumentally, but man, for all this song lacked instrumentally, it brought to you with feeling. And at the end of the day, to me, it's about how a song makes me feel than how a song sounds sonically, instrumentally wise, you know what I mean? So, you know, and that's why I understand why some people mostly listen to prog or heavy metal, because, you know, they're looking for, you know, they want those guitar solos and things like that. But, you know, a guitar solo doesn't necessarily make me feel a certain way. So Broken Statues absolutely made me feel a certain way. The third greatest metalcore scene song of all time would be Crystal Ball by IC Stars. Man, the outro, the bridge, everything about this song lyrically, crabcore at its finest. A fucking picture perfect crabcore song. You couldn't rewrite this song any better. One of the all-time great crabcore songs. And man, it was just so hard. I love hearing IC Stars when they get intense, when they get hard, man, because when they mix the crabcore shit on top of that, man, it's like you're getting a 3-for-1 special, baby, on a ballpark Saturday, dog. And it's just, man, it's just fucking awesome, man. So, man, this song was just so great, man. And shout out to Shybeast, because that's the project that they're doing right now. Well, I can't say they, but Devin. So, you know, he's doing an electronic project with a group called Shybeast. And, you know, they're doing their thing. But I definitely could use some IC Stars again. I know that. So bring your fucking ass back, dog. We need more Crystal Balls in our life, man, because it's the third greatest song of all time in the metalcore scene. So we need you. The second greatest song of all time goes to A for Andrew by Attack Attack. Man, it was very difficult. It was more difficult than I thought it would be to make this song between number one and number two, man, because, man, A for Andrew, man, it just spoke to me. The greatest intro that I can think of right now in my mind of all time, I would say, you know, one of the all-time great intros. I can't, like I said, I can't, damn, keep fucking yawning right now, but I can't even think of anything right now that has a greater intro than the whistle blow that this song does. And then that drop, man, it's nothing quite like that, man. And, man, that drop and is what really, really, to me, hooked me on this band, was just hearing how great this song was. And then I knew that other songs would be great, you know, like the Turbo Swags, and the, you know, Sexual Man Chocolates on the album, and the Renob Nevada, AC-130. It just took those other songs to another level, because I'm pretty sure this was the first song on the album, either the first or second, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that, but man, A for Andrew is a fucking cult classic. It will always be remembered 20 years from now. And the greatest song in the metalcore scene history. It's going to be very difficult for any song to top this, man, if A for Andrew couldn't. And that is Reptile by Periphery. Fucking fantastic song. Let's give it a round of a fucking applause, baby. It's a fucking insect. It's a fucking insect, baby. Fucking great song, man. A longer song too, on more of the longer side. One of those songs that is a long song, but not a boring song. It's very fucking difficult to do that. You guys that listen to a lot of this music in our scene, you know that there's not many long songs, and there's a reason for that, because it's hard for people to make a song long that interests fans for that long. And Reptile was able to do that. Even the ending with the electronic shit, that shit was cool. You know, hearing that, especially if you're into crabcore. And we know that Periphery's had a history of, you know, having some, you know, crabcore tendencies. And, man, that was awesome. The shit in the middle when it was all kind of like looming out and it was all kind of like a little foggy, but it was also like cool and chill. Like you felt that. It was like being in an intense sports game, but then calling a timeout to rest up a little bit. But while you're resting, you're still game planning. So you're still being fucking productive is what I'm fucking saying, okay? Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at. That's all I'm trying to get at. But yeah, man, it was just a fucking phenomenal, phenomenal song. And lyrically, one of the greatest songs of all time. Sonically, one of the greatest songs of all time, technically, instrumental-wise, one of the greatest songs of all time. Man, the bridge, the breakdowns, this song was fucking awesome, dog, and it's going to be hard to top it. It's definitely going to be hard to top it. I keep saying dog this late at night because I usually sometimes, if I get a few extra hours all game, and when I'm talking crap online and stuff, I always say dog. For some reason, it kind of just hypes me up, gives me some energy. But that's going to do it, guys. That was the top 100 songs of all time. Side note, if you guys did hear me repeat a song, I did notice when I was doing the top 75 list that I didn't highlight all the top 25 songs right away. So if you reheard me say a song in that top 75 list, I still included it in the top 25, but I may have said it when I was saying the greatest 75 songs of all time. So a little error there, but you know, it's still the same thing. Just because I may have said it, it still had its rightful place. If I did say it was in the top 25, I did notice that. But like I said, guys, it's 4 a.m. Want to get this this episode out to you guys, but I definitely did not want to make any mistakes because I know how important this list can be. And I hope you guys like it, man. The top 3 greatest songs of all time, Crystal Ball, fucking A for Andrew, and Reptile. So there you have it. We've gone through a lot of great fucking music in this scene's history over the last few years, dating back from 2013 to 2009, and I'm just naming some of the greatest years we've had. 2010, 2011, 2015, 2017, 2019, 2021. So yeah, we had some great years, man, and that's why I have to do that my annual award show, because I know that there was a lot of great music last year, so we got to get that out to you guys, man. So stay tuned. Look out for that. But before I do that, I'm also going to do some more album reviews because I don't want to make that list and not include certain projects. So anyway, guys, that's enough jibber jabber. We're going to wrap this thing up. Quick shots episode, I guess, kind of, sort of, but not really, because it was a decently long episode, but obviously you guys know my episodes can go over an hour. But hey guys, man, stay fucking metal, keep your foot on the goddamn pedal. I'm out. Peace. I love you guys, man.